The next technique for accessing a state is basically to activate the imagination. You're going to use what we call sensory-rich descriptions or language, which appeals to all of the senses, in order to describe a kind of picture, a word picture, that will vividly recreate inside someone's mind the actual experience you're talking about. Now, as you're doing this, remember to use the smooth transitions that you've learned previously. These transitions will allow you to flow smoothly from one thought or idea to another. Use language that appeals to all the senses, so use visual descriptions, things that they can see. Use colors, distances, objects, all those kind of things. Then you use auditory things, in other words, things they can hear, so the sounds around them, the pitches, the rhythms, the sounds of animals maybe that are in the area, people talking, those kind of things. Finally, also include kinesthetic sensations, in other words, feelings, both emotional feelings, but also proprioceptive feelings, in other words, things that touch them. Now, these can be as simple as talking about the sensation of their feet inside their shoes, of the touch of a palm of a hand on the wall, or they can be less mundane. So, for example, the feeling of silk sheets against their skin, or the touch of age-old parchment in between their fingertips. Now, the simplest way of doing this is, as before, go first. Now, in this particular instance, going first means not just have the emotional experience. For example, let's imagine that a way of relaxing might be going to a beach. So not only do you want to have the feeling of relaxation, of lying on a beach yourself, but you also want to internally visualize, imagine the whole scene laid out in front of you. Because when you lay it out in front of yourself, it becomes very simple to describe it to someone else. Now, one of the key secrets to this is being able to offer descriptions to someone of an environment which have to be there no matter what that environment is. I'll give you an example. Let's say someone enjoys swimming. If they enjoy swimming, there are certain things that will definitely be there. There'll definitely be water. There'll definitely be the sense of them touching the water, the feeling of the water. There'll definitely be a certain temperature. The things that you can't guarantee because you don't know what's inside their mind yet is what temperature that water will be, what the actual sounds will sound like. For example, are they swimming above water or are they swimming underwater? So the trick when offering sensory-rich descriptions in order to activate someone's imagination is to be as vague and at the same time as specific as possible. Remember from before how you want to use your language in a way that creates smooth transitions. Well, the same is true of your ideas. You want your ideas to flow smoothly so that one idea leads smoothly to the next. And I'll give an example of that in a moment. Now, the one thing you can remember, of course, is that the more they go into a trance, the more they follow your descriptions, the more abstract your descriptions can be, because they'll still follow along. So let's imagine that we're on a beach to do this exercise. What kind of things will you be able to see on a beach? Well, first of all, you will either see sand or pebbles, because that's really what defines a beach. You'll be able to see waters. Now, that water might be the water of a lake, or there might be the water of an ocean. The water will have a certain color, as will the sand. The sky will have a certain color. Maybe there'll be clouds in the sky, maybe there won't. Be careful of the clouds, because if you do offer a cloud as a description, make sure that you offer it in a soft frame. In other words, saying, perhaps you'll see clouds. That way, if they don't, it doesn't necessarily jar the reality. You want to always travel smoothly with the actual experience that your listener is having. Now, on a beach, you'll also have certain sensations you'll be aware of through your hearing. So it'll be the sound of the water, perhaps the surf lapping against the waves lapping against the shore. Maybe there'll be some animals around, perhaps a seagull, and you might hear the cry of the seagull. There might be some wind, and the sound of the wind as it rustles through the air. There'll also be things you can feel. Again, the wind will be something you feel. There'll be a certain temperature. If it's daytime, perhaps the sun is shining. The sun is shining, perhaps they'll feel that particular temperature. Notice how, of course, in the winter, the temperature will be different to in the summertime. And these are all the descriptions that you can offer to someone to really bring that experience to life in someone. So let's take a look at an example of this in action. Now this example will again be including some mild hypnotic language, which means that if you're driving a car or operating any kind of machinery, please stop whatever you're doing so you can put your full attention onto the exercise that is about to follow.